Is the uprise on? Is it on? Play that uprise.
It's always, we can't do a podcast without the uprise.
No way. Simon, I don't know what Simon's been.
Did he miss one?
No, he was taking shots at me earlier when you weren't here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was taking shots at me.
Is it because I wasn't here to because you're calmer. Yeah, you don't be tripping. I would have been panicked. I would shoot back.
Yeah, he'd been panicked.
I would shoot back fast.
That's just how Simon gets down.
Because he knows you just be chilling.
Yeah.
You got no problems.
I'm not about that violent life.
No.
Until I have to.
Until you turn the corner. He did send a nice picture of you and your face in the stadium.
Yeah, Giant Stadium.
Which I saw from several other people.
Yeah.
Made me very happy.
Yeah.
My
name's in the stadium, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
I've been
forever.
In that stadium forever. Yeah. And I've been in that stadium when you had your name in it. Mm. Big old billboard on the side.
Yeah, on the side. That is still there.
That's still there, too.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know if that rotated or something.
No, that never rotates.
They keep them up.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Your name never rotates.
Yeah.
And they did that the year you retired, didn't they?
Yeah, a couple of weeks after.
Like, they didn't want you to come back and beat them in the playoffs?
That's really all it amounted to. I think they were trying to save me for myself. You know how some of those players retire and then they come back and they retire? And they were like, no, you know what? You're going to stay retired.
I'm trying
retired.
Not to laugh.
No, it's the truth. Like, you're going to stay retired. You're never coming back to
play. They're like,
ball
we like your
again.
Legacy the way it is. Just don't
mess
be
up.
Be like Stray.
Yeah.
Just roll out.
Yeah.
You can never say you put, like, bad film on tape.
I didn't. But I'll tell you, I will tell you one thing. I'll tell you the truth.
I don't think you ever put bad film on
tape. I'll tell you the truth, J-Bell.
Okay.
If they wouldn't have done that,
uh-huh,
I probably would have went back and played.
Really?
Yeah. I would have. You know why?
Messed up everything we got going on, too.
It would have. But you know, we didn't know this was going on at the time.
We didn't.
No.
We had no clue.
I had no idea.
I know.
I remember that this was when Jason,
uh-huh,
JPP,
yep,
had messed his hand up.
Right.
So they needed players.
Oh.
But I was already like, my name was already in the stadium.
So they couldn't.
So there was no.
They
was,
couldn't be like, hey, come back.
There was no none of that, so that happened.
Osi,
yeah,
before we get this party started, mm-hmm, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Over the festive season, we will be recording, Osi, a special, special, special Jason and Osi podcast, mm-hmm, which will be dictated by you all, mm-hmm, the people, Osi,
okay,
our friends and listeners. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get topics and questions. They're going to send those in to us, mm-hmm, on social media or in the review section using OC, hashtag Ask J-Bell, or, mm-hmm, hashtag Ask OC. Anything goes, life, NFL, also OC's recommendations, which are very valuable,
mm,
should be a book. That video of you doing restaurant menus and food.
Oh, you like that?
It's got to happen.
It was nice.
It's one of the best,
we gotta do that,
best things I've ever seen. Turning the mic over to you. I just want all our people to know to get that to us so we can do that. Let's get this party started, though.
Let's get this party started. And this is just it's an observation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's it'd be a question.
Okay,
right?
question/observation. Yes, I like that.
And I want to know how you feel about this.
Okay.
Maybe I'm tripping.
Matter of fact,
I
want to
know how everybody in here feels about
this.
I'm
not. Right? We don't really care what Simon feels.
Not Simon.
Because Simon will take over this mic and talk for 10 minutes about how he feels.
How he feels, yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, you know.
It's that thing. It is that thing.
But let me ask you this, though. So I remember, and I was, it was just a conversation I was having with my wife yesterday,
okay,
right? And so I remember I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
I can remember being like 8, 9, 10, those ages,
yes,
right? In Nigeria,
uh-huh,
right? And just roaming the streets, like outside, uh-huh, yeah, and just walking around.
Yeah.
I'd go to my friend's house. This is Nigeria,
yes,
now, right?
Yes.
And when I got to America,
uh-huh,
you know, it was, I was like 14, 15. I remember we were actually living in the projects.
Right.
You know, yep, Oak Ridge, you know. And I remember just being outside, mm-hmm, right? And so I was thinking to myself, I have a 4-year-old kid now,
yeah,
right? You have eight years old,
yes,
right? And I have like a 15-year-old son, mm-hmm, right? And I was like, I don't think now I would allow them to just be out in the streets the way we were, right?
Nope.
So the question I really have is, but I was reading, it says the world is a less dangerous place now than it was before.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is our perception, has our perception of the world changed, or is the world actually, because I couldn't even conceive of allowing my kids just to be the way I was and the way, I can't even conceive of that right now.
No.
Like, what is that?
I think you're right about perception.
Hmm.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and maybe you were talking about this too, about most people in the world are kind, caring, considerate people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you walk around the streets, like, people are helpful.
Yes.
I mean,
for the most part.
For the most part. I mean, the snow happened the other day and stuff. I saw people helping people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people, I think, are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But being helpful, being kind, being friendly, doing the right thing gets no traction, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people want to talk about it. People want to say, oh, look at this, you know, focus on this great thing. But what are the headlines? Tragedy, you know, anything from a social standpoint that's a conflict.
Mm.
So what do we see and what have we seen growing up? You know, we had the milk boxes in America where you saw the person's face on the milk box and you were like, oh man, you know, something happened. This kid was abducted or whatever. But I think now we just, the way we view our media, we just feel like the world is less safe.
Yeah.
Like everything's a threat. I think as a parent, you already think like that. Like you're protecting your child. So everything is like, I got to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like that all the time. But yeah, I think you're right. Because I remember riding the bikes through my neighborhood and just doing stuff and walking home. I remember my mom telling me, you got to, she drove by and she was like, you can't walk home looking at the ground the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look up, be observant. I thought I was walking by myself, but she obviously was following me or something. I'm just walking with my head down the whole way, like not thinking anything, in the middle divider thing of the street. Like, just, so I wouldn't let Anaya do that until she forced me. But, I mean, at what age are they allowed to do all
just
that?
Just be out, right?
Yeah, I mean, your eldest son can do anything. He can move around how he wants.
I wouldn't allow my eldest son.
What if he was in London?
In London.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, and this is the thing that freaked me out, is because he's coming here. He'll be here shortly.
Okay.
Right?
For the holidays?
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, okay, would I just be like, if he wanted to go see his friends, would I just give him his, say, yeah, just go take the tube, walk, go take the tube, just go.
Yeah.
I would feel like I feel like I would be at home, like.
You'd be stressed.
Stressed if he just decided to walk to the tube, which is like 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Get on the tube. I would be stressed about that. Meanwhile, when I was seven.
But were your parents stressed? Was your pop stressed?
No. Right? It wasn't even, in his head, it wasn't even like a consideration that something was going to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a, I was like seven in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Just walking out.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go to the village. My father was the king.
Maybe that's why he wasn't tripping.
Bro, listen to me.
Oh, yeah, that might be even more of a reason to trip.
And I remember.
Yeah, like, true.
At nighttime, I would go, and there's no street lights.
No.
There's no none of that. And we would leave the house. We'd walk to my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Were you with all your cousins then, or your brothers and sisters?
I would be like with a couple of them. But another thing that I think might have changed.
Okay.
Right? Is, okay, even though my family was well off,
mm-hmm.
At that point in time, we didn't have anything on us that was like valuable.
You were target.
Right. There was nothing.
Yeah.
You understand? We weren't wearing designer clothes. No, nothing.
Yeah.
We're just out there. So nobody was going to like rob you for what? What are they going to take from you?
That's what kind of scares me with these kids. You make a good point in that. Mm. Is these, you know, everybody's got a phone. You know, when I was a kid, it was my bike. I remember my bike, you know, getting snatched off me and then the big homies going to get my bike back.
Yeah.
Shout out to the big homies. My dad gave them $20 when they got back, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. They took care of me. But you're right. I mean, they got, with technology and electronics, it's something on them.
Yep.
I do think we might be overreacting, but I mean, I'd rather overreact. That's what I do as a parent.
Yeah.
You know?
So you think we, you think this current generation, do you think this current generation of parents is more overprotective of our children than our generation of parents? And maybe even the generation before that.
I'm going to bring something in that's completely irrelevant, but I think it is relevant. I don't know why I thought about this. When I grew up, I had dogs, right?
Yep.
I've always had a dog, but my dogs never were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom's, her dogs, in the house.
In the house.
Do you see any dogs live outside?
You don't.
But when I grew up, people had dogs. It was outside the dog house.
Yeah.
I mean, putting a dog outside is like animal cruelty, unless you live like out in a farmland or something where they can roam, right?
Yeah.
So if we feel like that about our dogs.
Imagine, yeah, that's crazy.
I just thought about that. You know, I am definitely, you see parents that have several kids, you know, and you see how they behave a little differently, like they calm down about stuff. And I am very tense mm-hmm. about my daughter where I should just relax. But I let her live and do her thing. But I'm definitely, I don't want to say a helicopter parent, but I'm trying to cause her as less pain as possible,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Prevent at all from at all points in her life. But yeah, I mean, it is dangerous. I think cities are dangerous, right? Because
mm.
when you were in Nigeria, were you in a city?
Lagos. Yeah.
Oh,
we had two different...
Yeah.
So like Lagos is crazy.
Yeah. For real.
Crazy right. Lagos. And like the village is different. The village is like slow, but
yeah.
It's
I'm with you. I mean,
it's
I'm
so strange
but
to me.
Is this what I wonder if this is what parents in every generation do and say and think,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm with you. I do feel like I did more. But maybe I have selective memory of me maybe being older. But I'd be out on my bike, no phone.
Yeah, just out.
No, bruh, I was gone 7, 8. You know, you up early when you're a kid. On my bike all day.
In the streets.
I'm coming home if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I knew when the lights went down.
Yeah.
And it was go time.
Yeah.
Man.
Can't even conceive of, like, my kids doing that now. I'd be like, where you at?
Yeah.
Are you... You know, you okay?
Yeah.
You know what's going on?
Maybe
know?
It's because we have that technology where we can check in with them too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different. I mean, my daughter's not at that level where I'm texting her on a phone or mm-hmm. something, but yeah.
Another thing, do you remember, well, maybe it's because I was in Nigeria, I don't know. But I remember there was a time, right? I remember there was a time when people would just show up. At your house.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Just
how else are you gonna find each other?
Yeah, they just at your house and you would open the door and it was all
hey,
good. Right?
Yeah, let's what's it's go time?
Yeah. Can you imagine that somebody not calling you now, not texting you, you'd be like, What are you doing here?
What is the emergency? What has happened? Like we had no other way of communicating.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like just driving around, you hit your boy's house, boom, boom, boom.
Just showing up.
Or this is the park we go to, I guess you had your points, your spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then if nobody was at the spot, you started working backwards.
But you could show up at your friend's house unannounced.
Get directions.
You almost had to do that.
Yeah, and get directions like, you here, come in, or he's there.
Yeah.
Go.
Can't do that anymore.
Bikes outside.
Imagine I just showed up at your house now, Jason. You would panic. You'd be like, what are you doing here?
I would go, what do we got to do?
Yeah. What
because,
is going on
Because
here?
The fact that you didn't call me, what are we talking about and what we got to do? I'd go into, it's something, let's go, mode.
Yeah.
Nobody just pops around. No, no.
But it was cool, though. Like, I remember, it, like, when
it's
your friends
you
would
did.
Show up, it was like...
You loved it. You sitting there, you know somebody was going to come through or you were going to go somewhere. At mm-hmm. some point, y'all were going to link up. And you probably had a friend that was the one who came over anyways, mm-hmm. and then it went from there. Oh, yeah. I used to have a garage open playing video games. People just pop, 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 pop. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was cool like
dope,
that. Oh, yeah, it was. It was, man, I'm having flashbacks. Yeah. That was good times.
Good times.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Oh, man. We playing football outside, like. Just stand outside long enough with a ball tossing it. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you got a game.
People there. People are there,
like,
bro.
You start throwing in somebody else, and then so you know, boom, we tackling in the streets.
Yeah.
That's probably wasn't smart. That probably wasn't the smart thing I played. Have you played tackle football in the street?
Not in the street. Not in the street.
Man, hitting cars?
Yeah.
Oh, we were tripping. We spray painted the side of the curbs as first down markers. So you start, we were wilding out.
Fun though, wasn't
it? It was, man, that's where I got my footwork from. Are you kidding me? I knew I was built for this then.
Yeah.
I said, this car means nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember. we would play in the backyard, and I was a tight end. They used to call me Big Tight. They used to call me J Bell. Hey, Big Tight. Go get him, Big Tight. And I'd go out there. You know who my favorite player was? I swear to God.
Who?
You know, he used to play for New England.
Tight end? Ben Coates.
Winter Coates.
Why did I know Ben Coates? Ben Coates was nice back then.
So he used to call me Big Tight.
Ben Coates?
Coming over the middle, catching that thing, running.
Because Ben Coates was big and he had quick feet, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. How did I know he was going to say Ben Coates?
Yeah.
Winter Coates?
Big Tight. Oh, that was so cool. So much fun. Okay, reminiscing over.
Oh, no.
Good old days.
Is this because this is the holidays? Is this what's going on to us? I think it is.
Yeah.
That's good.
A little nostalgic.
I needed that. I needed that. Now I'm going to take my daughter.
So you thought it was going to be one of those.
I would have been ready. I'm a little. I feel like the NFL. You know what? Do you feel like this every year? Kind of like when we're playing week 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like. Like, I feel like this is the hump. Like, I feel like...
Get over it, right?
Yeah, like, once I get over these couple of weeks and start getting ready for the playoffs, but I feel like it's a battle.
The thing is, like, you're actually working. And so... So it's a hump. Like, you're really working. So I can understand.
I was ready for some pearls of wisdom. I was ready for it.
Like real work.
He said,
"You're doing real work."
Oh my God.
Some of us just got to go play football later.
That is your work, though. That is your work.
So yeah, that's what we got going on, man. That's what we got going on.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's good to know that, man. We had another interesting week.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I will say this. I like Tua.
Okay.
Let's start with that. I like Tua. Number one in Pro Bowl votes.
Tua is.
Tua, like with the fan votes. Yep. Number one, I believe. If I misspoke, I'll be corrected later. They call it Tuanon. People that are like, if you come at him on Twitter or whatever, like they're not messing around.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Cool with that. And he has been linked to Justin Herbert, right? Because everybody says you could have had Herbert, Miami, bam, bam, bam. But the last 2 weeks have been his worst weeks in football.
Mm-hmm.
Not looked great. And then he, obviously, the face-off between Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like anything, if you are a great defensive end and you're working out with another great defensive end and you're doing the drills, you're looking at him like, man, I thought you were – I'm that dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you got to be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you don't even know sports and you watch a football game, and you've never watched it, pretty soon you'll be like, that guy right there is good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You just, he looks, whatever he's doing is good.
Looks different, yeah.
Justin Herbert looks different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know how hard it is to play in this league. I know how hard it is to be great, because I wasn't superior and great. And if you're a starting quarterback, you're good. Most of the time. Mm. Top 25 of my, I look at like, you know what, you can play. Man, Justin Herbert's special.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what was in that whole debate was the fact that people were saying Herbert didn't have Mike Williams for a period of time.
Yep.
He didn't have
Keenan Allen was hurt for a while.
Yeah, and then didn't have a good offensive line.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the comparisons between
injuries
and how Tua had kind of ascended, they were like, eh, maybe he's better. But then now you saw Herbert with all his weapons.
With them peoples.
And he looked to be on a different level than Tua did. So I get all that. I get all that. But what I can't do is look at what has happened to Tua over these past 2 weeks.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then somehow discredit what he did all the time
up
before
to his point.
Then. Because he was playing ball. He was flat out playing ball, man. There's no, you can't even equivocate.
Okay.
He was playing
he's ball.
And so he's had a rough 2 weeks. I think that before this debate is ultimately settled, mm-hmm. I think we should see, and this can happen to anybody, right?
Yeah.
At the quarterback position. It can happen to a point where it's, you know, you hit a little bit of a lull and then people start to pile on you. There's a lot of people who already didn't like him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's like, got, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think we should give him a little bit more time before we can actually settle this debate, because he's probably going to be a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, and if you look at what happened last year, you look at what's going on, at least for the first 12, 13 weeks of this season.
Yep.
He was a fantastic player.
Is this because of new coordinator? I mean, you kind of knew what system Mike McDaniel was running. It was going to be similar to San Fran, Kyle Shanahan's. But is it new system? Defensive coordinators are starting to see what you do, starting to try to make it hard for you and force you to do other things. Mm-hmm. And Tua can't?
Mm.
It's that point of the season, OC.
Yeah, but what is it that he really can't do? He can throw the deep ball. He can, you know, he's pretty accurate with his passes. Maybe he just can't process the looks that he's seeing quick enough.
No, he's actually very quick. It's they're flooding the middle of the field.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, you know, and you know this better than anybody. If you do something good, we're gonna say, oh, you like throwing here?
We're gonna
crowd it with traffic. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to beat it somewhere else. You got to do something else. And then if you do, oh, then now we're guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what defensive coordinators are doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that seems like they're flooding the middle. He likes the quick, you know, rhythm passes.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed well. He's getting the ball to his playmakers. And now they're flooding the zones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, yes, he can throw the one-on-one outsides. Yeah, but what do you do? What's your bread and butter? You got to be able to process what the defense is doing and deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes going over the middle, and they just, that's what you've seen that.
Yeah.
I just, 2 weeks, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to give him a pass
because
he missed. I looked at San Fran game and I saw people open.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, bounce back. Just bounce back. Bounce back makes me go, you're a great quarterback.
Mm. So I think that you are a great pundit.
Mm.
I think that. A little while ago, you just told me you had to get over a hump.
So?
Just saying, maybe Tua needs to get over the hump. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
Maybe he just needs to get over a little bit of a hump.
I think he can.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Because, I rate you very, very highly. Doesn't mean that, you know, maybe if you don't
grind
get over
this
hump this week, that you're no longer a great pundit, Jason.
I didn't think I performed bad.
I'm just saying. You know, maybe he needs to get over this little hump, man.
And that shows you're right, because if one good game is over, nobody's talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you know, everybody is hard. In the season, two weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
When we look at the great ones, we give them leeway. We give them more time to mess up because they've proven.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on that rise, if you take a stumble, everybody's like, ooh.
Mm.
And that's, you know, if any game he could have just showed it. You
should have been that one. Yeah, I'm with you.
You had so many people out on the defense.
Yeah.
And it was like, ooh.
Should have been that one.
Still kind of struggling. So.
Yeah. Speaking of games, right? Yesterday there was New England and Arizona.
Yeah.
Right. So Arizona, I think the quarterback, Kyler got injured.
Yep.
Right?
Non-contact injury, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
I think he's out.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of things here, right?
Tell me.
First, I want to discuss something that I don't know if you probably don't see it this way, but you know who rubs me the wrong way?
Tell me.
Mac Jones.
Why?
Something about him.
Really?
Right? Yeah. He just got
fined. I would not have guessed that.
He just got fined some money for it. He's like, he threw the ball at a defender who sacked him, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things. Like one time he tried to trip somebody.
I did see that.
Another
yeah.
time he kicked a guy in the
a D lineman.
Yeah, he does a lot of these things, right?
I forgot about a lot.
Does a lot of these things that are very very
towards the D line, towards your people.
And it's really annoying. But to me, I'm starting to think to myself, right? I remember when Tom Brady was in New England.
Okay.
Right? I think that a large portion of the population, right, outside of New England,
right,
didn't really like Tom.
People outside of New England don't like the Patriots.
Right. Right?
Okay, like, really do not like the Patriots.
Good. Right? Right? And so this is the point I was trying to make, is that Tom, you know, I didn't like him at all when he was with New England, right? Mm-hmm. He's left New England. He's with Tampa Bay, right?
Got a tan.
Yeah. And he is now, I would say, one of the most liked individuals in the NFL, right? Like now, if you say anything about Tom, you're going to have to, you
he's
and I are going to have
Tom
a problem.
Tom defenders. He does. He does.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm feeling you.
It wasn't like that. When he was in New England.
You're on to something.
Right?
I mean.
It wasn't.
I mean, think about what happened with Deflategate. So,
people were at his neck, right?
Yeah, no.
And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, is it really that?
It's the Patriot effect.
It's the Patriots, isn't it? It's the Patriots.
I mean, Mac is tripping. He does do that a lot, but I think it's the Patriots.
It's not a very like.
Yeah, it's the Patriots. You don't like the Patriots.
Them. And it transfers to their players.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't think of a guy who played in New England that is universally like beloved.
Outside of New England, the fan base is huge. They love him there. They got a lot, but
But it's like once they leave there and they're on TV now, you're like,
People like this guy, huh? People like Gronk. Gronk kind of was very likable.
He was, but it doesn't go against
what you're saying, though. What you're saying, I'm with.
Am I tripping, or is this a real thing?
People don't like the Patriots, man. Unless you're a Patriot.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Patriot fans, obviously, they love their team.
Mm.
But people like, even in this country with football dynasties, like if you are a team that isn't the dynasty, you hate the team winning.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about them, right?
Yeah.
You kind of do. You want to see their downfall, their demise.
The team. But
the team.
It usually doesn't transfer to the players.
Well, I think you make a good point because once you remove the player, you thought differently.
You think differently about them.
And I think that probably happens. I'm with you. What you're saying makes a ton of sense to me.
So the New England Patriots are just a hated franchise. And everything associated, all the players. So if you want to be liked.
Yep. Don't play there.
Don't play there. But if you want to win, play there.
If you want all those Super Bowls, you'll be liked up there.
Yeah. I love Tom Brady now.
I know. Yeah.
Like, I love him.
I see what you're saying.
Despised him.
You weren't digging it.
Did not like Tom Brady at all in New England. The minute he left there, I started to see his personality. I was like, Tom is so cool, man. I like this guy. I really.
Maybe it's because they can't even have a personality.
They can't be themselves.
That's not the Patriot way.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't see that other side where you're like, I didn't like that, but I like this.
Yeah.
You don't see their full personality.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah. That might be it. Works. It works. It's worked.
Yeah.
But you might be on to something. Man, that's true. I didn't even think about Mac Jones like that. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Now I'm starting not to like Mac Jones.
Yeah. All that nonsense he's doing, man. Get out of here.
Man, I wasn't even thinking about that. Now you done brought me over there. I have one question for you when you get out of here. I'm going to say it for both divisions. I want to know. Who would you like in the playoffs? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We got the divisional leaders in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Titans. Man, the Ravens could get knocked out, right, by the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card, Bengals, Dolphins, Chargers. In the hunt, Jets and your beloved Patriots. Jaguars on the outside with other teams. Who do you want to see?
In the AFC? Well, I think I would want Cincinnati in there.
Yep, me too. Which they are in the wild card. Yeah, they're good.
Buffalo, Kansas City.
Yep, they're all good.
I don't know if I want to see Tennessee.
Think about in the hunt then. The Jets, Patriots knocking out.
Jets, Patriots.
They can knock out the Dolphins.
No, I don't want to see the Jets or the Patriots over the Dolphins. I definitely don't want to see that.
Do you want to see somebody over the Chargers? Jets or Patriots?
I don't want to see the Jets or the Patriots over the Chargers.
Do you want to see the Jets? So you don't want the Jets in the wild card? You don't want
it's got nothing to do. It's just I just don't think that – I think that Miami
– Yep. Yep.
If they're playing well, they can beat anybody in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's, I think so.
They're going to be. I mean,
right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I think the Chargers, obviously, we just talked about their quarterback, and they have all their weapons. Who knows what's going to happen, right? What can the Jets, like the Jets?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to be one and done for sure.
You think
right?
so? I like that. But you're, yeah, I love the head coach.
Of course. We love the Mike White effect.
I love the defense. But you make a good, hey, as we talk this through, I can't.
Yeah. So I'd rather see those guys than see the Jets or the Patriots in. The Patriots, I'll tell you what, they have two of the best pass rushers in football in Judon and Josh Uche. Uche, he's a special. Josh Uche is a special, special pass rusher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would like to see that. But other than that, okay. I don't want to really see them. So that's the AFC.
NFC. This is going to be more interesting.
Yeah, who's in the hunt?
In the hunt, okay? So let's talk the wild cards because make it more. Wild cards are the Cowboys, the Commanders, the Giants. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks.
Okay.
The Lions. Mm-hmm. You see that? How I put that in there?
Mm-hmm.
The Packers, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Cardinals. But I want to see the Lions in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there.
But
tell me why, J-Bell.
They're playing their best football right now.
Yeah.
That offense is one of the top offenses in the NFL past 5 weeks, I think. I could be wrong. Defense is playing better.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude is real.
Mm-hmm.
That offensive line, bro, they bully people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see teams that are ascending in the playoffs, right? You want to see teams that are, like, hitting their stride.
I agree.
And everything about them is, like, just stick to the plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, steady the ship, go to work, grind it out, look up at the end.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the way they're playing. Didn't see them doing what they did to Minnesota. Like,
no!
What? But I realize what has happened.
Okay.
I understand
Tell
exactly
me.
What has happened. You see, the truth of the matter is Laura Woods went to Qatar. The Lions have been on the ascension ever since. Shout out to L Books. She hasn't been around
and just the winning curve.
See them winning.
She's
gonna
right
come
now.
Back. She's gonna come back, and they're gonna tank.
They're gonna
be like, oh
man,
here we
you
go.
Know what? You can't even celebrate. Before we leave, one team I don't want to see in the playoffs, but they're probably gonna be there. I don't want to see the Buccaneers in the playoffs.
Ugh.
Like I don't want to see that game.
Did you see what happened yesterday?
With?
Between Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
No.
Whew. You got to check this out, bro.
What happened?
They were arguing about Tom Brady.
Okay.
You know Skip is a massive Tom Brady.
But he's a Cowboys fan.
But he loves Tom Brady.
He does love Tom.
You got to look this up.
They went ham on each other?
Bro.
They usually don't go that far.
It was like... Shannon took off his glasses.
What?
Skip was like, you put your glasses back on. I was like, yo. So he was defending Tom Brady because Shannon was like, Tom Brady hasn't been playing well this year.
Okay.
And then Skip was like, you just jealous because he's still playing at 45 and you had to retire at 35.
Oh,
and
then Shannon, he made it personal.
Yeah. And then Shannon was like, I'm not jealous of him. I'm a, you know, I'm in the Hall of Fame. And Skip was like, so what? It was bad, bro. It was like, you got to look
it. It was a bad day at work.
It was, I don't, it's at the point now that it'll be, I don't know how they, because it wasn't a regular argument.
Right. No, because they can, they always could go at each other and have different opinions.
It wasn't a regular argument.
Wow.
It was personal.
Yeah, you can't start talking about when your career was over and stuff.
What is Skip doing? What is he doing?
Because you're just having an opinion as sports analysts. You can't.
I didn't.
That's like Skip, you mad because you never ran down the street and played anything. Like, he didn't say that to him.
Yeah, it was weird. But you should watch it.
I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah. 2 minute clip.
So don't say nothing.
Hot.
So don't say nothing bad about Tom right now.
Wouldn't if I were you.
I would not say anything bad about Tom. But I will say this: I don't want the Buccaneers in the playoffs.
No.
All right, OC, we're on our way out of here, but I got to bring you some information. Okay? While the Uprise plays. The Jason and OC podcast broke into the top 200 in somewhere where it's hard to break into.
Okay.
Unless you got a VPN. China! We are uprising into the top 20 sports podcasts in the People's Republic. Shout out to our listeners in Norway, France, and here in the UK. Get your questions in for our special festive podcast where you, once again, you set the agenda. Hashtag Ask OC, hashtag Ask JBell. Uprise all day.
China.